Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Mike Mays, Sports Mays, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. www.blogtalkradio.com. And you could call in live right now and talk about any issue from across the United States at 760-454-7012. That's 760-454-7012. And on the eve of one of the biggest NFL weekends, you have something to say, don't you? In Pittsburgh? How about you in Baltimore? Big weekends in football. 760-454-7012. First, before we get to football, let's talk about the basketball games on Friday, January 14th, 2011, because there were some surprising scores that came out of the NBA. Well, we do have a couple calls up already.
Hollywood sign over your shoulder. Griffith Park Observatory in the distance. Capitol Records Tower in the skyline. And you're in a penthouse checking it all out with rock stars.
Scott Weiland.
Yeah, Weezer.
Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park.
Next up, My Chemical Romance.
Historic Hollywood Tower, courtesy of Reprise Records. Listen to music in the morning with Kennedy at 7:15 and at 8 p.m. with The Cave Show to win your invite. Grab more at 98.7fm.com. Keyword rockaholics.
Keyword rockaholics. And if you're riding your off-road vehicles in the rocks, you definitely need a flag on your vehicle to meet federal and state guidelines. And the best flag and off-road accessories could be found at www.stiffy.com, S-T-I-F-F-Y. Have you had your stiffy today? That's right, for the best in off-roading accessories. Don't be fooled by the competition, because nobody's able to compete with the quality, warranty, and the manufacturing of the one, the only, the original stiffy products. Light up. And various colored flags manufactured by the creator, the only, the one and only, David Minder. Stiffy products. Now, I told you I would tell you something amazing about the New York Yankees, Soriano, the middle reliever, getting $12 million a year. That's big money. But what's most interesting is the New York Yankees relief pitchers, the relief pitchers only, earn more money than the entire salary of the Florida Marlins. Start spreading the dough. Is there no salary cap in baseball? I mean, is this really competitive? I mean, do you really feel good about spending six times more than any other team and winning? I mean, I can see the NBA salary cap where teams go $20 million over, $25 million over the salary cap, and then the money gets dispersed over to other teams and to the NBA office. What's necessary to the NBA office so that, who is it, Alan Silver? Is he the new heir apparent to the commissioner's office? Silver, is that it? So he and Commissioner Stern have plenty of pigs in a blanket at all their parties. But Yankees, come on. Bud Selig, I know you like pigs in a blanket too, but let's get real with the spending on players, personnel in the Major League Baseball. Enough is enough. And forget about World Series games in undomed arenas in November when it's, you know, hailing and sleeting and snowing and temperatures below freezing levels and ridiculous. Just ridiculous. In football, don't you kind of think you're going to, like, jump the shark when you go 18 competitive games a year? The players are going to get beaten up, and they're already getting beaten up. But they're not going to be able to perform at all at 18 games. You're going to have them be like ballerinas to avoid hits. What do you think? 760-454-7012. I understand we did have some technical difficulties earlier, but fear not. There are no more technical difficulties on Sports Maze with Mike Maze. This is the all sports West Coast, East Coast here, yeah? Helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. We're not going to miss football. There are some interesting football games coming up this weekend. And I want to talk with you about it. The first big game on Saturday. Coming out of the Berg. Pittsburgh at Heinz Field will be hosting the Baltimore Ravens. It's up to Pittsburgh's O-line to hold back Big Ray Lewis, and I think they will. And Pittsburgh has only allowed 68 yards rushing per game. Incredible. Of course, these teams have been battling like no other teams throughout history. This is a game to watch. And you'll be able to watch that tomorrow at 1:30 Pacific time on your CBS networks. Big Ben, big fourth quarter. Who's going to make the defensive play of the game? Polamalu, isn't that the first thing you think about is the hair? Troy Polamalu. You can comment on that or any of the other games at 760-454-7012. Coming up after that, Aaron Rodgers and the Pack are playing the 13-3 Atlanta Falcons. It's the best record in the NFC. How can you think that they're going to be beaten with a 13-3 record? It's not like Aaron Rodgers is so invincible. We know that his boy Brett Favre, who he replaced, wasn't so invincible. I'm kind of nostalgic. I'm going to go for Green Bay in this game because that's the nostalgic pick. Now, on Sunday, the early game, 10 a.m., Seattle at Chicago. Seattle did beat Chicago early on in the season, but Chicago's been playing much, much better. But Seattle is Cinderella right now. And Pete Carroll has these guys believing in themselves. They're like the train that said they can. You know, yes, we can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. And it's chugging. And until someone smacks them down and says they can't, Hasselbeck injuries or not, they believe they can. So unless it's going to be an early game knockout and knockdown, I'm saying Seattle's going to win. Forget about taking the points. See you in the finals. And now start the Darth Vader sound. Bom, 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 bom. The Evil Empire, New England Patriots, will be hosting. What do you got to play, like porno movies for Rex Ryan? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't know what foot fetish sounds are. Maybe like kind of walking in all over grape leaves and squishing them. Perhaps a peacock in the background. One never does know. We do have a caller up. But sure says there's a caller up. Well, caller, I see you called. And there's something wrong with this technology here. And I do apologize, for not getting you on. Okay, we're back here, and I did see the caller come up, and at 760-454-7012. Going back to that late game in the NFL, the Jets at New England. It will take 48 perfect minutes for the Jets to beat New England. Every single thing, offensively and defensively, that the Jets have, perfect quarterbacking, which will be the Achilles heel for the Jets. Not that Sanchez isn't a quarterback on the rise, but he's a second-year quarterback in very hostile territory by a very seasoned, very disciplined defense. Tom Brady is playing exceptionally well, and all of his players are achieving at a high level offensively, including Wes, don't call me foot in the mouth, Welker. And the Crow, they're all going to be doing well until proven otherwise. So that is Sunday, but you can watch the PBA World Bowling Championships on ESPN at 10 a.m. if you are so inclined. And one thing that I try to never miss is the Bull Riding Championships, because they are the Built Tough Ford Bull Riding Championships from Sacramento. And that's on Versus at 5 p.m. In case you just don't want to watch that football game from New England, feel free to watch that one. Going around the horn, there'll be some tennis on from Australia, the Australian Open, because it's summertime there in Australia. And so you get to watch that at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, or midnight. Take your pick. And are there any good horse races on? The Go Daddy Go race. No, just kidding about that one. No, the Lady on the Run Stakes. Where is that at? Is that from Santa Anita, Lady on the Run? There's just something too funny about that. Is that like the Nun on the Run? You can comment at 760-454-7012. You know, I'm just not sure why and how they give these races names. I guess someone pays for them, much like the bowl games. They should have is, like, name them after strippers or something like that. Like the... that's probably her real name is like Chantal, or I probably insulted someone's sister, but Bambi, that's someone's sister's name, I know. The Bambi Stakes, that's a good name for a horse race. The Bambi Stakes. And college basketball is getting ready because it's March Madness in just like a month and a half. So, but how exciting is college basketball really now that players are exiting themselves after 1 year in college basketball and heading to the pros? I mean, I guess it's fun, but your marquee players are leaving. And everybody's up in arms at Cam Newton's dad. You know, was he being a bad dad for going to the Fiesta Bowl and seeing his son play? Was he a bad dad for taking the money? Here's the thing about Cam Newton's dad, Cicely Newton. You know, he owns a church and is, you know, in the clergy. But here's the deal, and here's the truth about it. Who's going to call him a bad dad? Who's going to call the shots on him? The NCAA? Give me a break. They have zero credibility left. And their discriminatory policy of their enforcement of their rules. They could put sanctions on 80% of the college programs right now. Of the men's basketball and football. Maybe even some baseball. But they chose to go after USC. They chose not to go after Ohio State until, not during the bowl games, but until the first five games of the mush games. So for Cam Newton's dad to go after some bucks while the NCAA is making a fortune off of their kids, who, if they get injured, get nothing, because these are players. These are not academians. They're not going for a ton of, you know, credits, and they're not going to start teaching school. They are. So they grab some money, and hopefully Cam Newton will get a big, fat contract. But how dare you talk about Cam Newton? You clean up your own act, NCAA, before you start throwing stones at Cam Newton's dad. Now, don't get me started on Mike Vick. This is not the same story, brothers out there. Mike Vick's a torturer and a dog murderer. That will have to wait for next time. In the meantime, love yourself. Love people around you. Remember the golden rule. Treat people as if the same way you'd like to be treated. Give up a parking spot for someone just because it'll make you feel good. It's the weekend. Woohoo! You've been listening to The Sports Maze with Mike Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. Remember, don't vote for Yao Ming in the All-Star game. Look towards Blake Griffin and Kevin Love. They're knocking down the numbers and deserve to be competing. Thanks again for listening. Check out John's Wooden Pyramid of Success. It's been nice having you. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.